You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
Ask1Radio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flames Live. My name is Mary Miller from Worker of Light Spiritual, and thank you so much for joining me again this week. Last week, we talked about separation, why it happens, what it can teach us, and why it's so important not to lose ourselves while waiting for another person. And today, I want to talk about one of the biggest questions in the Twin Flame community, and one of the biggest questions that I get personally, which is, how do you actually know if someone is your twin flame? Because let's be real, every intense connection that you have in your life is not a twin flame connection. Every person that you can't stop thinking about is not a twin flame connection. And just because a relationship is painful, confusing, or is on and off does not automatically make it a twin flame journey. Maybe you meet someone and the attraction is intense. You feel like you've known them forever. You start seeing all these things like repeating numbers. You start dreaming about them. You start feeling like you can sense their emotions. And suddenly you're asking, is this my twin flame? So today, let's talk about some common indicators and also what is not necessarily proof of a twin flame connection. One of the first indicators is recognition. Many people describe meeting their twin flame as feeling like they already know them. I know that was a big one for me personally. You may have just met this person, but they feel strangely familiar. Some people describe it as feeling like this person is home. Others describe it as a sense of instant recognition. Does that automatically mean that they're your twin flame? No. Soulmate and karmic connections can also create similar feelings, but recognition is very common amongst twin flames. Another major indicator is mirroring. Twin flames are often called mirror souls because they reflect things back to one another on a very deep level. Your twin may trigger your fear of abandonment, your fear of rejection, your insecurities, your need for control, or it may trigger those insecurities or fears that you have when it comes to difficulty trusting other people. They may bring parts of you to the surface that you thought you had already healed. And that's one reason why twin flame connections can be so painful. But the mirroring serves a purpose. It shows us where healing is still needed in order for us to ascend. Another major indicator of the twin flame connection is rapid personal or spiritual transformation. So ask yourself, who were you before you met this person? And who are you now? Twin flame connections are catalysts. You may become more interested in spirituality, begin to heal childhood wounds, leave situations that no longer serve you, or discover an entirely new purpose. You'll go through what's known as ego death, or also known as the dark night of the soul. You'll awaken spiritually. The connection changes you. That's an important distinction between intense attraction. The intense attraction alone does not prove that someone is your twin flame. You can be extremely attracted to a soulmate. You can be extremely attracted to a karmic. So ask yourself, what has this connection awakened within me? Another common indicator of a twin flame connection is synchronicities. Repeating numbers, songs, dreams, names, unexpected reminders of the person. You may think about them and suddenly they call. You may dream about them and hear from them the next day. But I want to give you a word of caution here. Seeing 11:11 on the clock does not automatically mean someone is your twin flame. And seeing someone's name three times a day does not mean the universe is telling you to ignore a boundary that they've placed. Spiritual signs should never be an excuse to disregard another person's consent, boundaries, or choices. It's very important. Another common indicator of the twin flame connection is unconditional love. But again, unconditional love does not mean unconditional access. You can love someone and still have boundaries. You can love someone and walk away. You can love someone and refuse to accept lying, cheating, manipulation, abuse, or disrespect. Loving someone spiritually does not require you to sacrifice your emotional, mental, or physical safety. Now, another thing we see in twin flame connections is we see the runner-chaser dynamic. The chaser is usually more focused on the connection. They want answers, communication, and union. The runner becomes overwhelmed and pulls away. But here's where people sometimes get stuck. They believe that if someone keeps rejecting them, that person must be their twin flame and they must be the runner. And that's not necessarily true. Sometimes rejection is just simply rejection, as hard as that is to hear. The twin flame label should never become a reason to chase someone who has clearly asked to be left alone. And one of the most important parts of the twin flame journey is learning detachment. Detachment does not mean that you stop loving your twin flame. It means that you release your need to control the outcome. You stop forcing communication. You stop trying to force union. You stop making every decision based on your twin flame and what may happen with them. And you begin living your own life again. But detachment can be incredibly painful. And this is actually the stage where many of my clients come to me. They know they're ready to detach, but they don't know how to do it on their own because of the pain that comes along with it. If you're struggling to detach from your twin flame or get through any stage of your journey, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you. You can message me via my Facebook business page at facebook.com/workeroflightspiritual, or you can email me at workeroflightspiritual@gmail.com. Now, since I've brought up pain, I want to make something very clear. Pain is not proof of a twin flame connection. I want to repeat that. Pain is not proof of a twin flame connection. Karmic relationships can be painful. Trauma bonds can feel intense. Unhealthy attachment can feel impossible to break. I've seen people stay in unhealthy situations because they believe if it hurts this much, this must be my twin flame. But intensity alone does not prove spiritual significance or a twin flame connection. Instead of only asking, do I feel connected to this person? Ask, what is this connection doing to my life? Am I growing? Am I becoming more self-aware? Am I learning boundaries? Am I healing? Or am I becoming increasingly anxious, isolated, and consumed by this person? Even if someone is your twin flame, you still have a responsibility to care for yourself. The label does not remove your free will. The label does not remove their free will. And it does not mean you have to wait forever. So how do you know for certain if someone is your twin flame? There are several things that I look at as a twin flame coach. Whenever I work with new twin flame clients, we usually start by analyzing their numerological and astrological synastry charts if they have that information available. We may possibly do a tarot reading on the subject. And we go through the common signs associated with meeting your twin flame. Now, I have these signs right here that I'm going to read to you. You can also find this as a graphic on my Facebook page. Now, you don't have to have every single one of these signs to be a twin flame, but you do need to have most of them. I usually tell my clients at least 9 to 10 of them. So here they are. Number one is that you feel like this person, you feel like they're home or like they're you in another body. The second is that you fall in love with them or you feel an instant connection to them almost immediately. The third is that you see synchronicities everywhere, repeating numbers, their name, their initials, etc. I personally also saw a lot of feathers on my twin flame journey. Number four, it's possible that your eye shape or your hands may look nearly identical. Number five is that you just know they're your twin flame. Number six is that there is a bubble phase that is typically pretty short, and then it's followed by that runner chaser phase and those feelings that the chaser has of desperation and obsession for their twin. Number seven is that you experience ego death, which is also known as the dark night of the soul. Number eight is that you two mirror each other intensely. Number nine is that you develop psychic abilities you've never had before. 10 is heart chakra activation and kundalini rising. 11 is that they return if you detach and move on. And 12 is that you experience a spiritual awakening. Another thing I do is I have every client tell me their story. How did you two meet? Why do you believe this person is your twin? And what has happened since meeting them? Because I believe you have to look at the entire experience, the recognition, the mirroring, the transformation, the awakening, the lessons, and most importantly, who you're becoming because of the journey. Ask yourself, is this connection calling me towards my highest self, or am I using the twin flame label to avoid accepting a reality I don't want to face? And that's a difficult question. But sometimes the most powerful spiritual growth comes from asking ourselves difficult questions. Before I close today's show, I want to leave you with this. You do not need to prove your connection to anyone, but you also don't need to lose yourself trying to prove it to yourself. Heal, grow, awaken, build a life that you love. Because whether union with your twin flame happens tomorrow, 10 years from now, or doesn't happen at all during this lifetime, your life still has purpose and your journey still matters, and you are still allowed to be happy. Thank you so much for joining me today on Twin Flames Live. Remember that you're always welcome to reach out to me for help and guidance through your twin flame journey on Facebook, facebook.com/workeroflightspiritual, or email me at workeroflightspiritual@gmail.com. And I also offer plenty of non-twin flame related services, tarot, oracle, astrology, numerology, energy cleansings, and spell work. So until next time, trust your intuition, practice discernment, and remember that the most important relationship you will ever build is the relationship you have with yourself. I'm Mary Miller, and this has been Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your night or day wherever you are in this world, and I'll see you next week.